It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, business contributor Rebecca Harris on the changing nature of the business of security. But first...
This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. The Pittsburgh Psychoanalytic Center is hosting a series of literary discussions this spring, Reading Fiction with Freud. The idea is to shed some light on the subtler motives and perceptions of characters in contemporary novels using the tools of Freudian psychoanalysis. Dr. Mario Fischetti leads the talks, which kicked off last month with Julian Barnes's The Sense of an Ending. Fischetti says it's a densely layered character study bursting with insights on the nature of human memory.
One of the ones I liked was that history is that certainty produced at the point where the imperfections of memory meet the inadequacies of documentation.
And what do you take from that as a psychoanalyst?
You know, that the memory, human memory, is nothing like a recording device. It's a highly creative process. We're constantly reworking how we remember and what we remember. Human memory is an active process, nothing like a tape recorder, although many people think of it, that it operates like a tape recorder.
So to extend that metaphor, a lot of the work that a psychoanalyst does would have to do with sort of editing that tape?
I would say expanding it. Freud had a German word for the process. It was called Nachträglichkeit, and it means a reweaving.
Tell me about Barnes.
Well, you know, Barnes is a great writer. I haven't, you know, read him until I read this book. The protagonist is, he's in a group of adolescent boys. He loses contact with them over time, but then they come back to his life in these very interesting ways. It's a study of how he shifts the way he narrates his childhood as he goes into middle age. He says at one point, "My younger self had come back to shock my older self with what that self had been or was sometimes capable of being." Of course, you know, memories of my own flood back, you know, especially, you know, when I was younger and even more cruel and sadistic than I am now. So...
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, reading Fiction with Freud, I went to grad school in English, and so I spent many years reading Fiction with Freud and Lacan and many
Lacan,
others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a better part of the 20th century was devoted to, you know, literary theory and criticism that proceeded directly from Freudian psychoanalysis. And I think that moment has kind of passed.
Yes.
I mean, I guess my question is, do you see the Freudian moment coming back around in the culture now that we've been through all of this reorganization of the clinical institution and the humanities have kind of had their way with Freud now and moved on to other things? Does that open up a space now where you can have a fresh conversation about those things?
Oh, I think that's coming. You know, historically, you see pendulum swings. One of the things that made Freud so revolutionary was that he demonstrated that, you know, human symptoms could be based in psychology as opposed to biology. And now in the, you know, beginning of the 21st century, the trend is back toward biology. Mm-hmm. And I just think it goes back and forth. I was once at a party with a person high up in the, you know, medical academic field here in Pittsburgh, and sort of to make trouble, I asked him, well, you know, when do you think we'll be able to biochemically figure out what a thought is? And he very seriously said, oh, in about 10 years. That's, to me, kind of amazing thinking.
It does seem far-fetched, but then they just figured out how to control a robotic prosthesis using your mind just in the last year,
sure.
I believe.
Right? Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, using the mind to do psychomotor activity, you're going to, you know, get impressive results. When they figure out how to create an entity that will put together a poem,
right, a little different.
I'll be a little more impressed.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Mario Fischetti is a clinical psychologist with the Pittsburgh Psychoanalytic Center. Reading Fiction with Freud continues this weekend with a discussion of Eleanor Henderson's 10,000 Saints. More information at pghpsa.org. And more Speaking Volumes online at wesa.fm. You can post your book picks on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County. Thanks for listening. Thank you.